Hi there, this is Jerick Robbins, lifestyle entrepreneur and performance coach. I've been coaching professionals for over a decade and achieving rapid results in their life and business, and now it's time for you to do the same. The philosophy of this show is learn it, live it, give it. Learn what it takes to live a life of your dreams, turn that knowledge into action, and find a way to pay the results forward. Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Learn It, Live It, Give It podcast, or JRC TV, regardless of where you're watching this. We are excited you are here and joining us. Today we have another special guest, and before I give you the fun introduction that we always do, let me give him an official introduction. His official intro is: John Nemo is a number one best-selling LinkedIn author, trainer, and speaker since 2012. He has helped hundreds of business coaches, consultants, trainers, small business owners, sales and business development executives use LinkedIn to generate more business for themselves. John has previously written LinkedIn profiles for the likes of Chris Brogan, John Lee Dumas, who both of those are familiar to the JRC community, and an entrepreneur from Entrepreneur on Fire, many others, and he works regularly featured on Inc., Business Insider, American City Business Journals, and many other places online. John has also personally helped me with my LinkedIn profile, and I have to say I was impressed with what he showed me, and that's why I wanted to have him on the show today. So John Nemo, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. Honored to be here.
Now for the fun intro. That's the official intro, so everyone knows who he is professionally. So here's the fun intro. I got hit up through LinkedIn a while ago, and there was this guy who had enough guts and bravado and excitement to say, hey, I read your profile, and as awesome as it is, I think there's some things that could be improved. And if you recently have been tuning in to the JRC or Learn It, Live It, Give It podcast here, you realize that we just did an episode on this. And what we called it was Stop Being a Lazy Networker. And what's amazing is we talked about how so many people reach out and they just send you an email and it says, hey, how can I help you? Or, hey, what's going on in your business and how could I be of service? It's really sweet. It's really genuine, but it's not usually helpful to people who are really busy. On the flip side, we talked about a man named James Altucher who sparked two deals that brought him in worth over $24 million by using a very simple technique. And the technique was to read through their material, see what's going on, look for their number one and top objective, look for articles they're writing, look for things they're doing, get into their world, research the gaps that exist, and then step up and actually deliver some quality material, strategy, insights, tools that actually helps them fill the gaps that exist with nothing but a high five, would love to help. If you find it useful, great. If not, at least I offered what I had. Hope you well. That's exactly what John did. He came and he said, listen, I read through your profile. I see what you're up to. I see what you're trying to do. And I see a handful of minor shifts that could be made that'll help you do it even better. As a matter of fact, I typed them all up for you. I clearly rewrote a few sections. I came up with a way to better position you and put you in the right place to get more business and generate the leads you want. And here it is. Take it or leave it. No problem. Just wanted to help. So John, thank you for being a shining star example of exactly what we were trying to teach people a couple weeks ago on the podcast.
Oh, that is awesome. What? How cool is that? I mean, that's something I picked up and learned a while back, and it's grown my business dramatically. And it's exactly what you said, Jerick. It's building relationships. I learned this long ago as a marketer and as somebody trying to grow my business and meet people who have great platforms and who are influential. And you can't just come with your hand out, right? You've got to bring something of value. And more importantly, personalize it, make it useful, you know, genuinely deliver something that's of use to that person. And of course, it doesn't always work out. But like you said, you at least offered what you can. You hopefully learned something about yourself in the process. You sharpened your own skills in whatever area that is. And, you know, more often than not, it does pay off. And here I am on your podcast. So win-win for all of us.
There you go. And so with this, let's rewind. We've done the official bio. We've done the fun bio of how we got connected. Now, let's go back. I think it was 2012, if I remember right, you said, that you quit your day job and built an entirely new business from scratch using only LinkedIn. So that sounds interesting to me. Give us the story. What happened? What was going on?
Yeah, so the backstory very quickly. I started out my career as a journalist. I worked for the Associated Press, newspapers, transitioned later on into public relations and then social media when that came about. And so I was working, you know, for different trade associations and companies doing that. And I just, the day job was not for me. The politics, the office politics, the red tape, I was always, you know, getting myself into trouble or whatever it might be. And I had this heart of an entrepreneur and I wanted to start my own business. And at the time in 2012, I've got three young boys. My wife is staying home taking care of them. And it was a major risk. I had a good job. I had a job where I was making six figures and I was safe and I was comfortable. And yet I had this burning passion to do more. And so when I made that leap, I said, I'm going to open my own marketing agency. And I got some great advice of, you know, focus initially on a niche and try to serve that niche of people the best you can. And then you can always expand outwardly. So what I did was I had had a lot of success with LinkedIn previously, finding jobs and building a platform and getting noticed. And what I didn't see people doing with LinkedIn was selling on there, was finding customers and clients, building relationships and selling products to them. And so when I quit my day job in 2012, I opened my own marketing agency and I focused on a very small niche, and it was debt collectors, which is odd until you realize I had worked for an international trade association serving debt collectors. So I knew a bunch of these guys. I knew there was a business need there. And so when I got on LinkedIn, I focused only on that small niche, doing what we just talked about, Jerick, which was bringing them value first, content marketing, looking at their profiles, looking at their websites, looking at their marketing, and saying to these individual people on LinkedIn, hey, I think I can help you. I just opened a marketing service. It's all about helping debt collectors make more money through, you know, better websites and marketing videos. I'd love to do business, you know, or bring you some value or do a free call or whatever I was doing to start my business. In 90 days, only using LinkedIn to find prospects, I generated six figures in revenue. Nice. Just in 90 days. So it was like, whoa, like, okay, we're gonna be able to eat now. Like, I don't have to be scared. And it's exploded from there, where I actually ended up closing the marketing agency. And now I just do LinkedIn training full time. And it's only grown over the last 4 or 5 years. LinkedIn's only getting better. The opportunity is getting better and better. And more importantly for our audience, it's getting easier and easier to execute on the platform.
Interesting. And here's what's crazy. You started out using LinkedIn as a job seeker, it sounds like. And that's what most people seemingly use it for. I do hear there is a trend of guys trying to look up good-looking girls on it nowadays. And you only hear that from the good-looking girls going, oh my gosh, is there a way to block these people?
Right. It's not Tinder. Leave me alone. Yeah.
Exactly. So there's a few nonconformists that are using it for other things. But here's what I'm curious. Most people see it as a job seeker platform. So you put your resume up there, you tell people who you are and where you've been and what you've done, and then you shop it around and hope that people find you. What's going on? I realize obviously Tinder on LinkedIn is not directly the newest way to use it, but it seems like people are underestimating the actual platform. So what else can go on here? Obviously not picking up people, but what are the other uses of this? And I think I read something in Inc. from you earlier today, which is there's some new things that literally just came out. But I'm curious, where's the underestimation going? What are people missing on this platform right now? And what are the newest things and how to jump in on those?
Yeah, absolutely. This is the single LinkedIn, for whatever reason, cannot outgrow this outdated old stereotype that it's only a job seeker website, that the only people on LinkedIn are people looking for a gig, looking for a job, or HR people looking to find an employee. And that's nothing could be further than the truth with where we're at today. So some quick stats to really put in perspective. You've got to realize, if you're listening and you don't know much about LinkedIn, LinkedIn has over 420 million members in 200 plus countries. They are adding two new members every single second of the day. And what's going on is it's becoming the Facebook for professionals. It is literally becoming the place that professionals globally, worldwide, gather online to do a bunch of different things. One is, of course, to find a job, to find an employee. But better, LinkedIn is positioning itself as a go-to resource for people to get content. So they have all the great, you know, publishing. Jarek's on there publishing. Lots of people are publishing posts. All 400 million members can publish blogs on LinkedIn, share podcasts. So there's content there. It's sorted. It's aggregated. LinkedIn is also becoming a place for online training for professionals. They bought lynda.com, the online training site, for almost $2 billion last year. They're rolling that into LinkedIn. So now you can come into LinkedIn with your cup of coffee. You can see what the latest news is in your industry. You can get online training related to your job or your profession. You can, of course, look for jobs and things like that. But best of all, and where I'm most interested with my role that I do, is you can find your exact ideal customers and clients on LinkedIn. You can quickly engage with them, build a relationship, do some personalized one-on-one marketing, and then go from there selling business, you know, services, products, whatever. And the reason is LinkedIn is like Big Brother, right? They know everything about us, just like Facebook does. LinkedIn, you know, I can look at Jarek's public profile and I can see, where does he live? Where does he work? What are his passions? What are his hobbies? Where did he go to college? Who's his favorite sports team? If he's listed that, I can instantly, as a salesperson, start building a relationship with him that doesn't have to be, you know, hey, or buy my product. It can just be, hey, I see you're a fan of the New York Jets, you know, and as we're recording this, Jarek, the NFL draft is tonight. So I can send you a message and say, hey, I notice you're a fan of this team. Who do you think they'll pick in the draft? Boom, we have a relationship and we're moving that. And there's a whole, you know, kind of culture going on inside of LinkedIn that people don't realize, where you can, and that's what I teach in my trainings, obviously, but you can quickly locate, engage, and build these one-on-one relationships with the people that you want to influence and reach and eventually sell to.
Very, very cool. What's interesting, I think it was the McKay 52 or something like that. It was an old sales trainer who was amazing, and he used to train all of his sales guys to never even pick up the phone to call someone unless you have, I believe it's 52, these 52 facts about them. And it included periodicals they read, sports teams they liked, if they were married, what's the name of their wife and children or husband and children, what's the name, you know, where have they lived, what jobs have they had. So everything that you can find on LinkedIn, literally he required his sales reps to go do research and know all of this before picking up the phone to calling a prospect. Because here's the truth, what you just said, when you know that much about someone, you're building a relationship and you genuinely can connect with them instead of just calling them and pitching at them. Now, just a thought, and I'll throw this out there. Most people, they're so busy nowadays. Is there some type of shortcut you've learned to help speed up the aggregating process? So obviously their profile has so much of it there already, but do you have any tips, since you've used it so much, on a quick way to say, listen, here's three things to grab about someone when you drop on their profile. And if you get those three things, you can instantly start the conversation in a really great way to build a relationship.
Yeah, great question. Great question. And there are, and I'll give you two different scenarios or approaches that I teach people. The most effective, and it's more time consuming, is to do what we're talking about, the one-on-one, you know, where you look at their profile, you pick up a few things, then you talk directly. And then I'll tell you a secondary profile, secondary approach that's even faster. But with that first one, just a couple quick things that always work on LinkedIn, no matter where in the world these people are located, where do they live? Where did they go? Where did they get their education? And then any interests or hobbies they've listed. Those are three quick things, right? You immediately see, even in someone's headline, usually where they're working, where they live. So, you know, if you're able to strike up a conversation about how's the weather in Detroit right now, or hey, I see you live in Alaska. Are you crazy? How do you survive, you know, the winters and whatever that might be? It breaks the ice, right? That's a simple one, talking about the weather, where they live. Also, education is a big one, especially in the United States. People love to talk about where they went to college, what, you know, what a lot of people stay loyal to the universities they went to. They want to talk about how the sports teams are doing. And of course, when someone lists their interests, their hobbies, their activities, if I see that you like sailing or that you volunteer with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, I might have something I can build a conversation around. Maybe I've done the same thing or know someone or know of a show that you might like that we can build something on. So that's approach one, just three quick things you can pick up, literally scanning their profile for 10 seconds. Now, I'll give you, actually, I got to tell you a quick story, Jared, because this will fit perfectly with that example. You don't mind, do you? This is a podcast. We can roll.
Go for it.
All right. So here's how I got a $10,000 marketing contract doing that exact process. And it took 14 seconds. So what I did was, again, this was during that 90 days when I was starting my business. I was coming across profiles of debt collection agency executives and owners that I wanted to sell to. Okay. I wanted to sell marketing services. So I come across a guy. All I can see is he lives in Virginia, I think it was. And I see that he went to the University of Pittsburgh. And I looked at the years that he went. It was the early 1980s. I immediately play to my strengths. And I'm like, well, I'm a huge sports fan. I love college athletics. So I'm like, what do I know about the University of Pittsburgh in the 1980s? And immediately I thought, oh, send it in Jerome. And there's this famous story where Jerome Lane was a basketball player for the University of Pittsburgh. And during a game in the mid-1980s, it was on national TV, he went up to dunk the basketball and shattered the glass backboard. And the whole place went crazy, and it was a, you know, huge. Today it would be like 100 million hits on YouTube, whatever. But back then we didn't have that. But anyway, I remember the famous call the announcer made as he dunked it was, "Send it in, Jerome! Send it in!" Like, so it was just a great moment. So of course, this guy went to the University of Pittsburgh during that era. So when I connected with him on LinkedIn, the first message I said was, "Hey, I see you went to the University of Pittsburgh. Do you remember Send It In, Jerome? It seems like it was around that era." He writes back, I kid you not, Jerk, within probably 25 seconds, "Oh my gosh, it was at the game." Oh, like, it's just like you could hear the Bruce Springsteen song Glory Days in the background. He's back in college. It's the 80s. He's got the mullet haircut working. He was at the game, right? Oh, the stadium went crazy. And he's like, "Oh, and by the way, I see you do debt collection marketing. You got me curious. I looked at your profile and I had a really good profile. It was client facing, which we'll get to later." It's like, "I looked at your profile. I see what you do is right up my alley. The timing is perfect. We need marketing services. Let's have a call." So we had a call the next day. I closed a $10,000 marketing contract from Send It In, Jerome. So that's the power of that personal. Now, of course, the timing was perfect and it's not always that easy, but the idea is, I then afterward became memorable around that guy's office. I was the Send It In, Jerome guy. I had a hook attached to me personally, different than any other vendor they used.
Nice. That is awesome. Very, very
send
cool.
Send it in, Jerome.
Send it in. So that little personal touch, because you took 10 seconds to comb through, see how to connect with them. You saw the piece of what it was, and you were able to just make it happen and make that connection work. You were saying there's two pieces. So you gave us one.
So let me tell you the secondary one, and it's a shortcut tool. It's called Lin Mail Pro, like LinkedIn Mail Pro. And what it does is it helps you automate a lot of this. So let's say, for example, I know my business is more of a numbers game, or like you said, Jerick, maybe I just don't have time to do this. I don't have time to comb through profiles, even if it only takes 10 seconds. What you can do is you can go on LinkedIn and you just type in the search bar. Let's say I want to market my product to business coaches, right? So I'll type in business coaches on LinkedIn and it'll pull up and I can filter using all of LinkedIn's data and analytics, a ready-made list of, let's say, 100,000 business coaches. Perfect, great. They're business coaches. They're exactly, I have a product that I think can help them. What I can use with these shortcut automation tools like Lin Mail Pro is I can then automatically send each one of them a personalized one-on-one invite that uses their name, that's friendly, that just says, "Hey, you know, hey, Jerick, my name is John Nemo. Came across your profile on LinkedIn. I was intrigued. Love to connect." Boom, on to the next person. "Hey, Sally." And it sends the same thing. And what it does is it helps you start building a list of prospects. And then what you do is you take know, you say you send out 100 invites a day to these business coaches, you know, say 75 to 80% connect, which most people do, as long as you look relevant and have a good looking profile, which we'll talk about in a minute. And then what you can do then is use LinkedIn as an internal email list and send targeted content to those business coaches every week. And again, you can use this shortcut tool, InMail Pro. I send out 400 messages a day to my exact prospects on autopilot. And each message is the same. It's like an email blast, but here's what it says. It says, hi, Sally, John, Bill. It puts their name in. Just created a new piece of content. 3 ways business coaches can find more leads using LinkedIn. I published it as a blog on LinkedIn. Here's the link if you're curious to check it out. Cheers. Have a great day. All it is a helpful piece of content. No sales ask. Then on that blog, like any other blog on LinkedIn, at the bottom I have a call to action. Want to learn more? You know, come on a webinar. Want to learn more? Read the book. Want to learn more? You know, set up a time to talk to me one-on-one. And what that does is it's automatic lead generation and automatic content marketing. So that's kind of the shortcut approach. Works really well if you're looking for a bigger numbers game. If you need more personal one-on-one in-depth marketing, then doing that first option, combing through the profile, really works well as, you know, as well.
Very, very cool. I dig that. So you said that LinkedIn is the single best place online now to find more sales leads and customers if you're a small business owner, coach, consultant, trainer, sales professional. Why is that? Why is this the single best place?
Here's a couple reasons why that is. First of all, if you do any sort of service in the B2B, business-to-business marketplace, your prospects are on there. I don't care if I do this on live webinars just to demonstrate, but I don't care if it's a plumber. I don't care if it's a business coach, a CFO at a hospital. I don't care if it's a fisherman in Alaska. Like, they are on LinkedIn, right? Almost 500 million people are going to be on this platform by the end of this year in 200 plus countries. So first of all, your audience is there. Second of all, LinkedIn is different than Facebook in the sense that it's professional. People are on that network looking to do business. They're looking for a job. They're looking for training. They're looking for content that helps them do their work better. So they're in a work mindset. So it's different in the sense of when you're engaging with your prospects on LinkedIn, it's much quicker because, again, they're there for business. They want to consume posts that are going to help them achieve their goals. And probably the biggest reason is all the data that's available. You will not find this anywhere else, especially for free, basically, using LinkedIn's search engine. It's like a big internal Google. You can go on LinkedIn, search through 420 million profiles to find the exact people you need based on where they live, what their job title is, what their activities are, what professional groups they're in. It's so easy to sort and categorize and organize people. And then, like we talked about at the beginning of this podcast, deliver them something relevant, bring some value first, and then the sales just follow naturally.
Smart. Very, very smart. Now, what's interesting is in your book, you make a pretty bold statement saying that 99% of people are using LinkedIn the wrong way. What the heck does that mean?
Except for Jerick Robbins. He's got it right. No, so listen, this is the deal. This is where I was talking about earlier. 99% of us were trained by LinkedIn to use this as a resume site, meaning we've written our profiles like a resume. We talk about ourselves in the third person like we're a pro athlete, right? Jerick Robbins has served in such prestigious roles as. Like, you know what I mean? Like, here's the problem with that. And I go back to Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. He wrote the book in 1936. It's more true than ever today. Our audience does not care about us. They care about themselves, about what we can do for them. And so 99% of LinkedIn profiles are written from the theme of, here's what I've done, here's my career, here's where I work, here's my job duties. But when you flip that upside down and you write what I call a client-facing LinkedIn profile that says, you know, what I do, I help small business owners generate more leads by showing them how to use LinkedIn to find clients, right? How I do it. I teach you through this and this and this, right? Or services I provide include this, this, and this. I serve these types of audiences. I bring them this. When you write it from a perspective of what I'm going to do for you if you connect with me on LinkedIn, people love it because, again, it's targeted to them. It's targeted toward, here's what I can do for you versus here's what I'm all about. Aren't I important? And a lot of us have to get over that. Like, people don't care about me, Jerick. They just don't. My mom does, which is great. My dog likes me. But the rest of the world that doesn't know me, they don't have time. Like, they need to know, what can you do for me, Nemo? Oh, all right, well, then I'm interested. Let's talk more.
Interesting. I like that. So switching it around. So when they're finding Nemo, that they have the ability to understand what you can do for them, who you are, and how you can really serve them in the moment. It makes total sense. I could only imagine a live networking meeting where everyone talked like their LinkedIn profile.
Yeah.
You walk in. Wouldn't that be great? Hi, my name is Derek. I've served on the board of such and such. It's like, who cares?
Right.
But
right.
It's very fascinating how somehow that became the norm on LinkedIn. And you're right. I think that's how they trained us. Those are the questions they ask. Those are the things that people would type in, because that's how a resume was written. And that's how most people, they just kind of just copy and pasted it over onto the site, thinking that's what it was for. Really interesting. So,
thank you.
Speaking of that, and it makes total sense. Another piece you say is there's one sentence every LinkedIn profile must have. Now, I'm even curious, what is this sentence?
Yeah, if you take nothing else away from this podcast, take this sentence with you, put this into your LinkedIn profile. It is going to make all the difference in the world for generating leads and clients and revenue. And here it is. Okay, so get your pens ready, pull the car over, whatever you need to do. Here's the sentence. It starts with all capital letters. What I do, colon. And then you write, I help, and you insert your target audience, achieve their goal, you insert that, by providing, and then you put in my product or service. So again, what I do, I help this target audience achieve their goal by providing my product or service. So let me explain that from, let's say, Jarek's point of view, right? What I do, I help business coaches, you know, achieve greatness, inspire others, whatever your, you know, things are, by providing, you know, performance coaching university online training, or by providing one-on-one coaching services to help you elevate your own performance. So for me, it would be what I do. I help small business owners, coaches, and consultants generate more business on LinkedIn by providing online training and free resources. So for whatever you are, whoever you are listening, flip it around and fill in the blanks on that sentence. And I have a whole template people can have too. It's on my site, but basically it's very simple when you start filling in the blanks of what I do, how I do it, who I work with, you know, services I provide. And people love that because it's so simple. But even just that one sentence, what I do and how you frame that, will make all the difference in the world.
So question, what if I have a long sentence?
Let's try it. What would you say?
So let's try it. If we were looking at one of our programs, we would say, I help leaders, managers, and entrepreneurs.
Okay, that's perfect.
Increase their and their team's personal and professional performance through Performance Coach University.
That's perfect.
Is that too long?
That's great. No, no. I mean, you just spoke it and it was very easy to understand. And, you know, reading it would be the same. I mean, you nailed it, Jerry, because you said, I help, here's a target audience, achieve, here's an outcome or a goal that they want by providing. And then you very clearly say what the product or service is. That's perfect, man. And then we just roll it out from there. Next section, how it works. And we put in some bullet points. You know, PCU gives you online training modules. You know, PCU gives you accountability or whatever the other elements of the product are. And then what others say. Then you're going to paste in some testimonials of people that say, Jarek helped us, you know, increase revenue 200% in 3 months after we went through PCU, you know. And then you put in, you know, ready to talk, ? Reach out to us, and then put in the URL or con. And so that's how you want to set up that summary section, that first part of your profile, so that it flows and people scan through it. And man, we got it nailed. Let's go.
Very, right? Very cool. I forgot what it was. Take it home, Jerome.
Well, yeah, send it in, Jerome.
Send it in. Very cool. I dig it. I like that. Thank you. And then you said, so let's step back. There's a perfect sentence, obviously, they're looking for, or an optimum sentence there. There's the way of making it a client-centered profile. So it's not all about you in the third person, but it's about what you can do for them. So now if I'm a small business owner or a coach and I want to generate some new business, what does it look like? How do I make it happen? Obviously, I'm starting to piece together the puzzle here. You told me about, you know, Lynn Mail. Pro, which is the ability to automate that great message and get it out there like a blast each day and connect with these people. Obviously, just like what you said, they're going to click the profile to see who the heck is sending them this message. It opens up the profile. Then we have this great conversation that says, you know, hello, here's my name. I help leaders, managers, entrepreneurs maximize their performance through Performance Coach University. Here's how it works. Here's what others say. Ready to talk. Click here. And so I'm starting to see how it comes together. But piece this together even more for us. What other things are needed there to really make this something that absolutely just generates business for them consistently?
Yeah, I'll give you three P's, okay? You got to go profile number one, prospecting number two, and profiting is number three. And so let me walk through those. Profile number one, you've got to have a killer profile. You've got to have every single element of your profile optimized for your target audience. And I walk through all this for free on my site. There's free trainings we can link up on the blog, anything like that. But basically, you want to have that client-facing profile done first. Think of your profile like your house. You wouldn't throw a house party and invite guests over if it was a mess, right? You want it clean and shiny, polished. So have a killer profile first that really appeals to your audience. It's very clear. Also, what that's going to do is help you get found on LinkedIn. Remember, LinkedIn is like Google. It's a search engine. Keywords matter. Search terms matter. People are going to be looking for someone like you and find you and stumble into your profile that way. Second, and the big part, is prospecting. And if I'm a small business owner, a coach, a consultant, what I'm going to do after my profile is ready, I'm going to go on LinkedIn every day and run that search. Just type into the search bar the job title of my ideal client or prospect, right? Or the industry name I want to be featured in. I'm going to find those individual people and I'm going to connect with them one-on-one. And I'm either going to use LinMail Pro to do it fast and get a bunch at once, or I'll be, you know, spend 10 seconds on each profile and do a one-on-one invite. Either way, I'm going to start adding prospects to my LinkedIn connections. The next step is I'm going to tag them all. I'm going to add a tag like, you know, business coaches or hospital finance or whatever niche they're in. Then I'm going to start delivering them content. Once a week, I'm going to send them a quote unquote email blast inside of LinkedIn with a new piece of content, a blog post, a podcast, an ebook, anything tailored to helping them, to building value into this relationship. Also, if I've got some hot prospects that are responding or bantering with me on LinkedIn, I'll take 10 more seconds to look and send a personal note, right? Look at their profile, send another note. That's the prospecting part, moving them through the sales funnel. And then when I get to the profiting point, then I'm moving them all the way into my funnel of, hey, let's, you know, I see you liked this piece of content, this blog, you should get on the webinar, right? I'll spend an hour giving you free training. And at the end, then I have a premium, you know, package I'll sell you. Or, hey, you know, it sounds like you might be a good fit for our coaching program. Do you want to have a quick discovery call? Great, let's do that. Because again, at that point, Jarek, they're warm leads. They're not cold. I'm not pitching them cold, picking up the phone, you know, dial and smile. Like they've already interacted with me. We've connected, we've talked, they've consume some of my free content. They're moving further down the funnel so that at that point, the profiting is much easier because you have context, you have a relationship built. And again, then that way people kind of pre-qualify themselves. And the best part is you can do all this on LinkedIn in less than an hour a day. It's not going to be 8-10 hours a day or anything like that. The system, you know, that I teach and that you can find elsewhere too is it's very automated. That's the beauty of LinkedIn is it's so automated. You don't waste time with gatekeepers, with secretaries, with administrative assistants. You can go right to the CEO and connect with him. You can go right to the business owner and connect with him and start talking to him or her one-on-one. Think about the difference that makes versus even 5-10 years ago where you had to go through someone else just to get an email address or a phone number.
Wow. I love that.
Thank you.
One more time. Profile,
prospecting, and profiting, baby. And
profiting. I like it.
So yeah, yeah.
Usually towards the end here, there's one big question we ask, but I know, I think you have something special set up for these guys. I know you have a webinar they can go through to get more in-depth training specifically on what you've been sharing so far. With what you've been sharing so far, I've been taking notes. It's awesome. So LinMail, how to set up your profile, the three Ps. This is great stuff. So where was that webinar? I think it was LinkedIn.
So I'll tell you, it's go. This is special for your audience. It's LinkedInRiches.com/JR for Jared Robbins. LinkedInRiches.com/JR. That's where you're going to get the webinar access. It's a free training. I'll also put on there resources for how to create a killer profile. I've got a whole video series and copy and paste scripts on how to do that killer profile, that first P. Also, then that'll walk you through the prospecting, the profiting, all the good stuff. Trust me, I know. We got to build in the value and get people moving, get success. And then that's the best part of it.
Very, very cool. So again, LinkedInRiches.com. /JR, you said. That's awesome. So there's some more training. If they want to look you up in other places, where could they possibly find you?
Yeah. Well, I am on LinkedIn, believe it or not, at just John Nemo. You found Nemo, right? Just type me in. You'll see me there as a LinkedIn trainer and author. Also, the main site, LinkedInRiches.com, of course, has my whole backstory and bio and, you know, blogs and free tips and trainings and things like that. Where else can you find me? That's about it. Unless you come to Minneapolis, Minnesota, you can hang out with me. Just don't come in the winter, okay? You won't want to be here.
Deal. My wife and I have one rule. Stay out of the cold.
Yes, that's good advice, buddy. I'm with you. I don't know why we live here.
So, again, one more time, LinkedInRiches.com/JR. Go grab that webinar. Check it out. I'm going to do so myself and go through it. And thank you for taking the time to share this. Again, I was taking great notes over here. I'm excited to go back and implement some of this on our stuff even more from what you've shared with us already. And thank you again.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be on.
So thank you for everyone who took time to tune in and join us for this podcast or JRC TV. I hope you have an amazing week. I hope you go access that webinar. Again, it's LinkedInRiches.com/JR. Check it out. It's well worth your time, effort, and energy. And send us a note. Let us know via Twitter, LinkedIn, if you use it like you were taught here. Send us a note and tell us what kind of results showed up from applying what you've learned here. We look forward to seeing you next episode, and I hope you have an amazing day.